Ladies and gentlemen, Inside the Booth, second edition, second episode. You saw the first legendary Eric Bean from Eric Bean and Rakim come through here and shut it down with me and started this Inside the DJ Booth episode. But right about now, I bring you my man, the legend. I bring you one of the baddest DJ in the world, DJ Chubby Chubb. What up, Chubb?
What's going on, Epps? Thanks for having me, my brother, and congratulations on your platform that you created. You know what I mean? I know you've been on your grind for a very long time. That, you know, I salute you.
You know, right before the pandemic, we had to get a chance to talk. And you gave me my flowers about how, you know, we started this situation. You know what I mean? And it was well needed, not just for me, but every DJ that, you know, they need to understand that the world is changing and you need to follow that. Can you tell the DJs, like, you know, yeah, this is what it is, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's evident, you know, a lot of people had to find different ways of means of making money because, you know, we can't travel, you know what I mean? That's one of our biggest situations that we've done was being able to travel. And when that got taken away, you really had no other solution but what was going on, which was streaming. And, you know, then after a while, it's like, how much can you stream without really being cut off or not getting the same energy that you would get if you was in the club, per se?
Yeah.
You know, I'm thankful for the platforms that we've able to create that would be able to showcase a lot of DJs. Some DJs ain't going to make it when it comes back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But... you know, I salute all those that put in that grind, all the young DJs, all the DJs that go out there and do what they do best at what they do and not giving up. Because, you know, it was tough. It's definitely tough.
Definitely was tough. But thank God, you know, most of us figured it out. And big shout out to all the DJs that's in the building, man. MP3 Wax DJs, DJ Drop in here. Craig G, what up, homie? That's the homie right there, man.
You know, that's my brother.
Yeah. Legendary as well. And speaking about legendary, like, how long you been doing it, my man? Let everybody know how long you been doing it. And what's your, you know, take on the DJ hip-hop culture that's happening, you know, now?
I mean, for me, the culture is always going to be the art form of really DJing. A lot of people don't have that. You know, they don't have the understanding of what it really is to be a DJ because, you know, a lot of people had real jobs or the hustle was different for them. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you was a DJ that was definitely like every day that's your life, it's definitely going to hurt you that you're not doing a party. You know what I'm saying? So you have to find either I'm going to DJ or I'm going to get a job. Because if you got family, you got moms, or you got kids, you got to figure it out. You can't sit around and wait to see what's going to happen.
A lot of people, it's hard for a lot of DJs to learn that balance.
A lot of people don't have the multitask aspect. You know what I mean?
Or to step out and go do what you need to go do and your wife have trust in you, your family has trust in you that you're going to go do the right thing and come back home. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a lot of pressure, man. You know, I've been in the game for over, well, I could say 30 years, professionally 25. Mm. You know, I was in a rap group called Original Flavor. Our album
Stop right there. What do you mean you was in a group? You was a DJ at a group?
Yeah.
The Original Flavor where Can I Get Open with Jay-Z on that?
Yeah.
Really? I did not know that.
I was the first person to ever put Jay-Z on a mixtape.
Yeah. Joe Paul, what up, baby? DJ A.
Joe Paul, what up?
Reminisce, what's good? Stacey, what's good? Really?
Yeah, man. You know, Clark Kent was my mentor.
Yes, that I knew. That I
knew. Yeah, so... so that, you know, with that, that's how I hooked up with Whiskey and T Strong. And the album as of yesterday is 27 years old. Came out February 22nd of 1994.
So you went as far with Jay-Z, and you had recently seen The Good News with him. How do you?
Yeah.
How do you feel? How you witnessed, you know what I mean, that growth with that Brooklyn guy, you know what I mean?
I mean, for me, it's not something to really be like, oh shit, like Jay did that. Jay is smart. You know what I'm saying? Like Jay was always Jay-Z no matter what. He's just smart. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing I can tell you different that man is already proven. You know what I mean? Only thing that I can say is I almost killed Jay-Z in a car accident.
How did that happen? What, it was snowy? It was snowy? You almost crashed into him? What the hell?
So it's a true story.
There's
a true story. So we all was going to BET when BET used to be in D.C. And we was driving. Well, what happened, I was doing a party. And after the party, we was going to leave early that morning to go straight to D.C. And then they were Dame Dash, Ski, T Strong, and Jay. They were all tired. They didn't want to drive. You know what I mean? It was like, yo, we're not going to drive, but, you know, I'm tired. You drive. And then, you know, Dame Dash, like, yo, you got to drive, fat fuck. Like, you know, all the crazy asshole shit. So, and then, Craig, you just learned how to drive the other day, bro. You're lying right now. Craig G just learned how to drive when he turned a certain age, which was probably 3 years ago. Dead ass. And he knows that. Craig knows that. So we was driving. I get in the car. It was the famous Pathfinder that, you know, everybody's seeing at the time. I'm driving. Everybody's asleep. And I fell asleep.
Yeah.
T-Lady, what up? And I fell asleep. And I'm driving. And the joint just started going crazy. And I woke up dead smack before it hit the wall. So when I woke up, Jay was like, yo, give me some gum. Because he know I used to carry gum and shit. So he's like, give me the gum. Shoot the gum. He said, yo, get out. So they was like, yo, you know, Dame in the back screaming crazy. You try to kill us. You almost killed us. And then he's like, yo, get in the back. So I'm thinking I'm going to sit in the second row with Ski and T Strong. And like, nah, get in the back. I was like, all right, fuck it. I fell asleep on niggas' bags.
Yeah.
When we got to D.C., I was like, phew, I feel good. Y'all need me to drive? It was like, you'll never drive ever again.
So you also tour around the world with 50 Cent.
And that'll be 7 years this Memorial Weekend. Man, I've been with 50 for 7 years.
You know, a lot of people, they well, once upon a time, who could, you know, DJ with him as well?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you would go on the road with him. Me, myself, you know, I would just represent the G-Unit brand, you know, on the promotional side of my market, or I would go overseas and do stuff like that. You know what I mean? Let everybody know the great feelings and the perks of DJing for big celebrities such as Jay-Z or 50 Cent.
Well, I mean, you know, I've DJed for a lot of artists. You know what I mean? I've DJed for Khalees. I DJed for Fat Joe. I DJed for Fat Joe. I DJed for Foxy Brown. And, you know, with that being said, the difference is the timing and the budgets that an artist that's very popping is like no other. You know, the perks is like your hotel rooms look like apartments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you travel into countries you can't even pronounce.
Yeah.
So that becomes way different. And, you know, being in front of 50 to 100,000 people performing is crazy. Unbelievable.
What, out of all those artists, like, which one was the best, you know, situation for you? Because, you know, I know Jay-Z might have been obviously.
Well, that was early, though. But Jay was early, though. When you know, that's priceless because I knew he was going to be dope. You know what I'm saying? And I knew a lot of people that said, nah, he ain't going to make it. You know what I'm saying? So with that, you know, like the Rockefeller plaque, you know, like the Rockefeller plaque,
yeah,
that plaque means a lot to me,
yeah,
because I played a lot of those records and I have like demos of Jay-Z and Source Money and Jazzo and things like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's early on, but you know, with Fifth, it's just, the world is just different.
Yeah, yeah.
You move around. I mean, you haven't been able to really travel because of the situation, but before that, like, you know, we had just came from Australia.
Yeah.
Right when the week that it was about to be the end of the whole traveling situation, because we were supposed to do Coachella that Saturday, that March of that Saturday. And it just was an ill experience.
Imagine you would have went to Australia and that shit hit and like flights just, you saw how flights just stopped. Nobody can fly.
Like, yeah, but you see how Australia, as soon as we came back from Australia, how they, everything was catching on fire.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like that, they had it bad in Australia before the pandemic really situated.
Yeah. Shout out to Chevy Red. She's a great female DJ. She asked, man, what advice would you give to DJs, upcoming DJs, to become a tour DJ like that?
I mean, you got to know your craft. You got to know the timing of your music and how to present the music when you're on stage.
And I think you also need to not just be the artist DJ, but just to really help him program his show. You know his style, know his move, all his move, you know what I mean? And you know, for 50 Cent, was it a scary moment to be roaming around the streets with a guy like him at that time, in that era, when, you know, he was really popping, but at the same time, he had a lot of beef with a lot of people?
I mean, that really doesn't really be a thing that bothered me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, we just work, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the things that people worry about, I wasn't worried about that. Mm-hmm. That was never a thing to worry about. You know, everybody has beef. Everybody ends up in dumb shit.
Yeah, yeah. You what part of New York? Brooklyn, right?
The Bronx.
Bronx, excuse me. Chubby Chub. Everybody got a story about how they got their name. Now, you, my friend, I'm sorry. It's a little bit obvious, but maybe you do have a little story about how you got your name.
Well, what happened was, you know, I'm Puerto Rican. I'm 100% Puerto Rican.
No way.
Oh, yeah, you know. That is. 100%. Same way you saw if I said Mambule. I didn't know that.
You see?
I didn't know that till years later. But, you know what I mean? And I used to hang around with a lot of Dominicans down on Nelson Ave in the Bronx where I lived at, and they used to call me Gordito.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, what's Gordito like? You know what I mean? Like, what is that? And then it's like, chubby. Yeah. And then I was like, But at the time, I was going through names, like trying to find names, and every name wasn't what I wanted. You know what I mean? It was like names that you would come up with, and you'd be like, oh, that ain't gonna work. Oh, this, nah, that may be it. Nah, that ain't it. But then when I finally caught on, I just took a chance. I took a real chance on my projects. I took a chance. I went to Fordham Road, and I got a graffiti shirt.
Yeah.
And the joint said, Chubby Chub, DJ Chubby Chub. And that night, there was going to be a jam inside, which a jam is like an outside party with the DJ in the street, like in the schoolyard.
Yeah.
And I was like, I went to go get like an outfit for the night. So, and then when I came back to my apartment, took a shower, came back outside, and I had the sweatshirt on, and everybody killed me. When I tell you they killed me, they killed me.
They roasted you.
They was killing me. They was like, Chubby Chub, in your face and in your butt. It was the illest shit. All kind of jokes.
Yo, Chubb, real talk. And I closed my eyes because I was trying to see what Mr. Miranda was saying. That you sound like Trick Daddy. And yeah, you kind of do.
Who, me?
There you go. Not something Trick would say. Who, me? Who, what?
Sound like Trick Daddy.
Who, me? What?
Trick Daddy? Nah. I got to use the DJ voice. That's what I got to do.
Yo, Chubb, how close were you to Fred the Godson?
That was my guy, man. True story. With Fred, I had got his music through Sean Prez, which is a good friend of mine at the time.
Sean, he was Prez, being managed. Homie, yeah.
Yeah, he was being managed by Sean Prez. And I was playing his music on Boston radio. And then he came through and we clicked ever since. Mm-hmm. So me and Fred, I like, had a relationship for the longest, like, you know, up to the day. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that guy's like, he's a real good guy, man. And, you know, his family is from Boston, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that was like, that was another thing. Like, that's how crazy, like, friends that I knew was part of his family. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, me and Fred is like, you know, it was real. Like, it's real. I got freestyles with Fred at the station and all that. Like,
drop it, drop him, drop him.
No, I do. I did the, you know, I've done the joints here and there. And on Thursdays, we do this thing, myself, Green Lantern, and Craig G on Twitch.
Yeah.
And it's called Mixtapes Made Us. So that joint is like, it's crazy on Thursdays.
I hear you. I need to
Gordo, what up?
Gordo in the building. Mad Soul, what is that? Mad Soul in the building. Raphael in the building. We had also Raphael's, Raheem Devon. I was about to say Raphael Sadiq. We had Raheem Devon in the building earlier as well. Chubb, what's next for Chubby Chubb? What's going on? Is there any?
I mean, right now.
Is there any? You know what I mean? Your shows are crazy online. I'll be watching all of them.
Right now, that's the biggest thing for me is Twitch. Like, Twitch got me feeling like the year 2000 on radio all over again. You know what I mean? Like, it got me with the motivation to want to come up and turn on and just have fun and play good music.
Yeah.
Like, that's where it's at right now. Twitch is the, you know, I've been on Twitch heavy for the last 3 months, going on 4 months. And the numbers are crazy. The love is great. And I made partner in 3 months. You know what I mean? Like, it takes forever to be a partner. And in 3 months, I captivated the people that love me and appreciate me. And it's just a great movement. You know, I mean, I can't take nothing away from that right now. Like, that's the end all be all for me right now. Like, that's where the state of mind of feeling like you can still act like you traveling and you feel like you in a party, even though you're not in front of the people, that chat room is just going. You know what I'm saying?
It lights up.
It's just going and it's like, it's unbelievable, man. When I tell you, Epps, that if you're a DJ and you're trying to really get heard and you're trying to build your fan base, make that switch to Twitch.
Yeah, you know, ever since I started this situation now, my show is syndicated to Twitch at the same time right now, and Periscope, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, You know what I mean? If you got that OBS, it's definitely a smart move to make sure your show is being broadcasted on all those platforms. But yes, I have seen you go hard on that Twitch, and myself, I'm gonna do the same thing. I need to make sure that Twitch situation is going crazy. And now I'm up on this Beagle app live, like.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm on it. I got my situation popping over there. Matter of fact, we on it right now. Like, you know what I mean? It's watching us talk. You know what I mean? I'm doing my hours. All
right.
It's like clocking in. I like it, and I ain't gonna see the money that I'm trying to see right yet, but I see where they're going with it. So, you know, tell the people how it's important for the DJs is important for you to really, really, you know, get on this social media technical side, because you don't you're on a Rolling Loud stage anymore, man. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know when that's gonna happen, and I'm not even in a rush for a club or the stage, or you know what I'm saying, until we know it's safe. You know what I mean? Like I feel like we just gotta all be patient, but you gotta find another way to do other things. You gotta keep yourself motivated. And you know, and feel a different type of vibe of what's going on. Learn something new. You know what I mean? That's the bottom line. Like I say it all the time. Like, don't be afraid to take a chance. A lot of people are afraid. A lot of DJs are afraid to start from zero. You know what I mean? And I took that chance. You know, Greenland said, "Chubb, get off Instagram. Come here." And I followed, and it's been, you know, myself, Craig G, Green Lantern, you know, a whole lot of DJs that's on here that's it's moving. You know, I was on Instagram. I had fun on Instagram. You know, I had one of my biggest shows. I had New Edition on my joint. You know what I mean? That was like a big show on IG. And now we're about to bring that to Twitch, and that's going to be a movie.
Dope. Let everybody know your Twitch, your handles and all that.
At DJ Chubby Chubb, everything. That's bottom line.
Yo, Chubb, me and you go way back, man. I just want to say thank you for being a friend, man. Like, you know, you...
Thank you for having me, man. And salute to you and, you know, shout to the family and everybody stay safe and all that. And shout to all my DJs, you know it is. It's a beautiful thing.
Quickly. In your words, you know what I mean? How did it hit you when you heard the passing of Prince Marky D?
Nah, that hit me because 2 weeks ago before that, I spoke to him. He was telling me about the XM radio and all that.
Yeah. He's heavy on the Rock the Bells with LL.
Yeah, which that was hard. But I know you got to spend more time with him because you was out there. So, yeah. You know, and y'all was on the same station at one time too, right?
Yeah. At the Beat and the Clear Channel at that time. Dope time. I appreciate you hanging out with me, man. And I'm starting
always, man.
At the DJ booth, and you was my second, you know, person to interview, and I appreciate you for helping me out and you know, passing any type of knowledge. Like I said, being a friend. And continue doing what you do, man. Keep your legacy alive. And we're watching you on that Twitch and everything else, man. Everybody, man, give it a round of applause to Chubby Chubb. And follow my guy. Follow him.
Thank you, my brother. And everybody that's out there, I appreciate you. God, brother Diz, what up? Shouts to all my DJs. DJs, know the brand yourself. Don't be afraid, man. Know your net worth. Know your net worth, man. Know that network makes sense. Three letters. GFN. Good Friend Network.
Bam, there it goes, man.
You know what I mean?
Salute, my brother.
Salute, my brother.
Chubb, look out for him on his mixes on Twitch. Yo, he's going to be in the club very soon. Get ready, baby. Next edition.